I think our interactions have gotten better over the last couple of years, but we still have a very, very long way to go. We're working hard to find a way to keep our officers engaged in the community. The workaround with the community coalition has been very powerful. We're moving into phase two. The coalition is growing as far as the number of partners who are coming into the coalition and how we're working to leverage our resources to work with our community. Those are powerful. Is there work to be done in the city of Champaign? Yes, there's a lot of it. When you look at the violence that we're seeing as far as the gun violence that we've seen over the last couple of years, it's very concerning. And there's a lot of work that we can do from a law enforcement with our partners in the community, and that's all walks of our community to make this place a better place.
And I was going to ask about the Community Coalition, which I guess a few years ago was called the Police and Community Partnership. It sounds like it's gotten more active and more energetic over the years.
It's grown. We actually, it's a group that is consisting of multiple people from individual to social service agencies to faith-based government. We're all part of the table trying to have a common voice. Let's look for issues, let's listen to each other, and let's address concerns. There's still goal teams that are set up. Goal teams are working towards resolving issues within the community. Some of the work that we'll probably be working towards this year is always going to be working towards healthy family and youth. Looking at some of this gun violence, that's a huge issue at the Champaign Police Department and local law enforcement that we'll be looking to our partners and talking about, saying what more can we do to rid our community of these issues.
Can you give me an example of some of the things the coalition has been able to bring about, things that are different in police-community relations today?
I think the biggest success that you can look at towards the coalition would be the Youth Assessment Center. Recognize that building and that resource would not be available to our community today if it not had been for the coalition. Is the Youth Assessment Center everything we want it to be at this point in time? No, but it's a huge treasure that we're working, making tweaks in to make it better as far as diverting young people away from the system. It's a one-stop shopping to some degree where we get an assessment, done some screening, and saying what can we do to find out what's going on in young people's life that may have caused them to act in a manner that caused them to come to the attention of criminal justice system, but what can we do to fix those issues so that they don't have to remain or come into the criminal justice system and divert them away from it. That's huge.
And that really sounds like a way of connecting youth with maybe services and attention short of going into the criminal justice system of being prosecuted for something.
Exactly. I mean, we're taking some of our social service people who are better skilled at providing these services than law enforcement. They're actually doing assessment tools. They're actually looking at it and seeing what type of referrals can they make to provide service to these young people, opposed to if my officer went through and we arrest them. That's not our background. We don't have the social work background or things of that nature. We would be just putting them in the criminal justice system to be prosecuted. And that's not always the best thing, especially for young people. As a young person, mistakes happen. That's part of growing up. We get that. That don't mean you need to go in the criminal justice system for that. So we're very proud of the Youth Assessment Center doing something proactive to get in front of our issues within our community.
You said that there's been strides made in the last couple of years. And besides just the work of the Community Coalition, is there a difference in how police are doing their work, or a difference in how the community is responding?
I think there may be a little bit of difference as far as how the community is responding, maybe a little bit of softening the way we're approached, or we're looking at things from a different angle. Please understand, before I got here at the Champaign Police Department, the Champaign Police Department was providing quality police service to our community, period. That has not changed, and there's nothing that I've done to detract from that. Hopefully I've done some things to enhance that, I would hope. But at the same token, what a big issue where we had problems that, in my opinion, was our relationship and our openness into dealing with things with our community. Some of it we earned and got it because of our organization and things that we may have done. And some of it, we may have gotten it just because of the history and the frustration people have. But what we've been working to really do here at the Champaign Police Department is to have a healthy dialogue. And that dialogue has been ongoing, not just from this office, but from several places within this organization, talking with our citizens, partnering with our citizens, taking on issues, trying to be accountable, credible, and transparent as we deal with issues. Those are three things we've been striving to do, and it has served us well up until this point in time.
So it sounds like there's more communications going on and more communications outside of, say, a moment of crisis when the police are called.
It's always best if we can deal with our issues when emotion is not involved. It helps us all to be a little bit more open and a little bit more tolerant of looking at different viewpoints. It's unfortunate that when emotion gets involved, a lot of times we get shut down. We get so focused on our issue, both the police and the community. And so the thing is, we're trying to have a lot more dialogue before that emotion gets there, have those relationships built. So when emotion gets there, there's some trust there and we can talk through some things. But we always want to make sure cooler heads always prevail and we do what's best for our community as a whole. That's what we're striving for. And the biggest thing we're preaching to our officers here is to continue to be servants, be the public servants that we hire you to be, continue to provide the quality police service that we do. Being a police officer is not an easy job. And our guys understand that, but at the same token, it's a job we chose to do. It's a job we want to do, and we want to do it well.
In the wake of the shootings in New York and Ferguson, and in the whole national conversation, this is brought up. With all that in mind, what do you want people to know about their police department in Champaign?
What the public should understand, and I hope people will take away, that we have a quality, very qualified professional police department here in the Champaign Police Department. We're not perfect, but we're definitely making strides to improve ourselves and to build relationships with our community. One of the big things we'll be working on in 2015 is how to become more engaged with our citizens, how to become more engaged in activities within the community. We do several outreach components, over 200 a year, but at the same token, we want to find a way to get every man and woman engaged on a regular basis with something with our citizens in a non-enforcement standpoint where the public can see our human side as well as we get the opportunity to see different things from different folks at different times, so to say. The Community Coalition has been very helpful in helping foster that for us. So we're looking to get over that next hurdle. I think in 2015, we'll be hosting some community dialogues as we unveil our strategic plan, as we talk through where we think Champaign Police Department is heading into the future.